Hi, I'm Geneva Carr. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm honored to be here addressing you today. What a journey and what a blessing it was to be walking amidst you all every day of my time here. And what an honor it will be to walk with you in this ceremony today. Looking out at this group of excellent students, all of my peers who are about to become alumni of Lewis and Clark College, I am truly humbled to be a part of this graduating class. After so many wonderful days of growing and learning together, it's hard to imagine the first time we all set foot on this campus. It's unlikely that we got here on our own. It was probably only possible with the support of the many people sitting in the stands here today, who all deserve our deepest gratitude for helping us on our paths and being here. Years ago, most of us arrived here for the first time, nervous, elated, and clueless. I say clueless because, well, how could we have known what tumultuous yet wonderful experiences we would have at this college? How were we to know who we would be today as we step onto the stage to receive our diplomas and transition into our post-grad lives? I can certainly tell you that I was clueless when I arrived here. I had no idea what my 4 years at Lewis and Clark would hold or who I would become in my time here. In my first year, I had a number of blundered attempts at finding myself and fitting into the culture of this campus and the greater Portland area. Apparently, getting bangs hadn't been quite enough for me. After a few months here, I made a decision unprecedented for a Portlander. I decided I wanted a tattoo. I spent much of my winter break poring through images of lower back tattoos and infinity signs, weighing my options and trying to decide what was the most me, comparing different possibilities against what I thought I knew about myself. After all, I was going to be stuck with this thing for life, so I wanted to be a classics major, so I stuck with that as a starting point. Though I had yet to learn a word of ancient Greek, I selected the most obscure Greek aphorism I could find. I researched every detail about it, trying to ensure that the tattoo did, in fact, mean what I thought it meant. I even tried to replicate the font in which the quote had originally been inscribed on a block at the entrance of the Temple of Apollo at Delphi, where the famous Delphic oracle once advised numerous kings and mythological figures. At the time, the irony of the aphorism had completely eluded me. In the process of trying to figure out who I was in my new home, I was planning to permanently brand my body with the phrase gnothiseoton, which translates to know thyself. I'm not even sure that I told my parents before I got the tattoo, but I remember one reaction particularly well. The reaction of my mother, who happens to be in the audience today. And lucky for me, it was not good luck paying for college yourself. Instead, she asked me whether I thought I really knew myself. I hadn't considered it that much, I said, but yeah, I thought so. She replied, I think it's a lifelong process. I'm pretty sure I only remember that moment so clearly because I thought that was such an odd statement. It couldn't be that complicated, could it? I thought I could pretty much sum it up by saying, hi, I'm Geneva, I study classics, and I really like ancient coins. But somewhere along the way, I realized that it's not quite so simple. I tried on new identities, lived abroad, learned new languages, and the more I learned, the better I understood how little I had actually known about myself as a first-year student discussing my new tattoo with my mom. But in the past 4 years here, I am only one of the many students that have explored, grown, and gradually grasped their own potential. It's been a slow process, but in time we have all come far. Some days we found bits of ourselves while walking to class and exchanging smiles and waves with close friends. Some days we found another piece while seated in a green armchair in Watsik at an ungodly hour, surrounded by books as we fought back tears and staved off the existential dread. Some of us found our courage while studying abroad. Some found their strength while dedicating hours to a varsity sport. Some found purpose while pursuing their other passions. Our paths may have been different, but our journeys have been similar. With every class, experience, and extracurricular activity, We have embraced the pioneer spirit to discover a bit more of ourselves. Little by little, day by day, we fit the pieces of the puzzle together and watched a new image of ourselves form, learning to see ourselves as the capable and educated citizens we have become. Now, here we all are, one giant step further in the lifelong process of getting to know ourselves. And that is something to be proud of. We have all seen what we're capable of when we set our minds to it. We are all here walking up on this stage and preparing for our lives as graduates, and we have worked so hard to earn that. One thing I really do know is that we can do the same in our lives as alumni of Lewis and Clark. We can find ourselves even more, and we can change the world in ways we can't even imagine today. We might not know everything about ourselves just yet, but our lifelong processes of getting to know ourselves have just begun. As much as we have accomplished here at Lewis and Clark, chances are this has only been a small percentage of our lives. This is only the beginning. We will continue this cycle. We will grow. We will learn. We will find our places in the world, and we will make a difference. More than a couple thousand years ago, the ancient Greek author and playwright Menander once shared his thoughts on the famous quote inscribed at Delphi, which now stands on my left shoulder as well. Know thyself means this, that you get acquainted with what you know and what you can do. 4 years at our soon-to-be alma mater have helped with the first part of the quote. Now, the onus rests on us to focus on the second part. It's time to act. Thank you and congratulations.